Yorkton, Melville, the Highway 10 rivalry, SJHL style, wrote another chapter Friday as the Yorkton Terriers visited the Melville Millionaires. The newest chapter was one highlighted by goals and referee calls. The first period certainly went the way the visiting Terriers would have wanted, taking a 4-1 lead. Logan Sika started the scoring for Yorkton with a goal 3:22 into the contest. Carter McKay knotted the score for the Mills, scoring a shorthanded effort at 4:06. A powerplay goal by Ashton Funk 20 seconds later gave the Terriers a 2-1 lead. 23 seconds later Karsten Kruska made it 3-1, with Pavel McKenzie adding the fourth Terrier goal at 12:30. It was a better middle stanza for the home team. Nathan Fox scored a powerplay marker 1:28 into the period to make 4-2. Then 7:41 and Aiden Robson scored to cut the Yorkton lead to 1. From there the teams traded one more goal each in the second period. Greg Nelson scored from Yorkton with Sam Schofield responding for Melville, making it 5-4 through 40 minutes. In the third period the Terriers pulled away with 3 unanswered goals, in a period where the referees would have nearly worn out their whistles. The teams would combine to serve 13 roughing penalties, 4 fighting majors, 13 10-minute misconducts, 7 of those assessed at the 20-minute mark, and 7 game misconducts. The calls built on a roughhouse game which in the first 2 periods included 2 calls for kneeing, 1 for a hit to the head. A second was called in the third period, 2 slashing calls, a checking from behind and 2 calls for spearing. Meanwhile there were goals in the final 20 minutes too. J.D. Hall scored an unassisted marker at 3:07, with Connor Selesky matching the unassisted effort at 10:21. Karsten Kruska rounded out the 8-4 win with a goal at 15:03. Caleb Allen was in net for the Terriers facing 33 shots in the win, while Clement LeBillois guarded the cage for the Millionaires facing 32 shots in the loss. The rivals meet again Saturday, this time at the Westland Insurance Arena in Yorkton.